Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. Entertaining family and friends at the holidays is a great time to take it up a notch, offering food and drink that is a bit more elegant than usual. But does a nice holiday-worthy spread mean you have to spend the whole party stuck in the kitchen? Here to answer that question is Melissa Passanen. She writes for the Savervore section of the Burlington Free Press. Melissa, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
It's great to be here, Rick, as always.
Why did you decide to take this idea on for a story?
I happened to be sitting at the bar at a Vin Bar and Wine Shop, which is Kevin and Kathy Cleary's place in Burlington. They sold their full-on Italian restaurant, La Monte, in the fall and moved over full-time. And I was having a couple glasses of beautiful wine. They have a really thoughtful wine selection there. And ordered a few bites. And I realized that Kevin was doing it all with very minimal equipment right behind the bar. And they come out, these dishes, like a little ramekin of garlicky shrimp with the Vermont chorizo, all sort of bubbly and looking delicious. And they have stuffed piquillo peppers, which is a type of red pepper, filled with goat cheese and roasted eggplant, just elegantly sprinkled walnuts and honey. And I thought, those look so gorgeous. And obviously, Kevin is an accomplished chef. But I don't think those would be too hard to do at home and really be a great way to do a nice, elegant wine and food pairing. So I thought, maybe I'll ask him and a few other people for some advice.
So there you were, sitting at the bar, picking up some tips. So why don't you start with giving us some tips on the wine side of things?
Yeah, I just have to say that's one of those comments where people are going to email me, oh, Melissa, your job, it's so hard.
I know, yeah. I'm over here salivating.
So I talked with Kevin and Kathy Cleary of Vin Bar and Shop, and then also Brad Kelly, who owns the Burlington Wine Shop, and Niall McMahon, who's the general manager and bar manager at Griffin, another restaurant in Burlington. The Burlington Wine Shop and the Griffin have a Wednesday wine pairing that they do every week where they pair wines with small plates. So I thought they might also have some good tips. So in terms of wine, obviously, you always want an assortment. So you probably want something that's kind of mainstream, crowd-pleasing, a red, a white. And then both Kevin Cleary and Brad Kelly said, pull out the bubbles. You know, there's nothing more festive than bubbles. And Niall of the Griffin talked a little bit more about price point. You know, you probably don't want to go super cheap when you're entertaining, especially at the holidays. And nor do you need to go super expensive. You should be able to get nice bottles of wine between, you know, $11, $12 and not more than $20. Kevin Cleary said maybe for a red, try a versatile Cabernet Franc. And he's a big fan of an off-dry Riesling maybe for the white. This is not kind of the super sweet Riesling that people might think of. It's definitely on the drier side. And then for bubbles, Kevin Cleary really recommends Cava, which is the Spanish type of champagne. And those can be found, good ones, for about $10 a bottle in either a white or a rosé. And Kevin said, you know, don't think of rosé just for summer. A rosé bubbly is a lovely festive both look and taste.
All right, that's the wine. What about some tips on the food that you serve?
Basically, don't make things overcomplicated. You probably want to think a little bit about the food you want to serve and then think about wines that pair with that, because the food is always going to be a little more work intensive. That's what Brad at Burlington Wine Shop suggested. Stick to three or four things and keep them simple. Chef Kevin Cleary said, you know, if you're going to be simple, make sure you do invest a little bit in the ingredients. So get, you know, the good prosciutto, get some nice Vermont cheese. But he also says, of course, you can take some shortcuts. He offers these lovely little flatbreads with really nice toppings. Like he has one that has a prosciutto, gorgonzola, fig jam, and arugula. And he doesn't make his own pizza bread. He uses a non-flatbread, a high-quality, already-made flatbread, warms that up, puts the toppings on, slices it. It's delicious. You are allowed to do shortcuts. Just make sure that you do them with good ingredients. And then the other thing that Kevin talked about was finger food. Just a lot easier for everyone to balance the wine glass if they can pick up the food with their fingers. So he pointed out almost anything can be put on a crostini. Just take a nice baguette, slice thinly, toast lightly, and put whatever on top of that. The other quick way to make things finger food is whatever it is, put it on skewers.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. With me today is Melissa Passanen of the Burlington Free Press. We're discussing holiday entertaining. Melissa, how about some wine math to help us through the holidays?
So, of course, it is every host's nightmare to run out of wine. You don't want to do that. So Kevin Cleary says you figure 2 to 3 glasses of wine per person over the course of an evening, and then just do the math. It's not that hard. And obviously, if you have a couple extra bottles left, that's not a problem. You can have them later. And then also just a note on wine glasses. Don't worry about having a white glass and a red glass or a champagne flute if you're serving a bubbly. Apparently, flutes are on their way out, and just a very good basic wine glass is fine for anything you serve.
How many glasses of wine will I get out of a bottle?
About 5.
Gotcha. And any pairings that you learned about that you really like?
Oh, there were so many. Just cut me off when I've talked too long. So Brad Kelly had a little menu he had laid out for us. So dates stuffed with a little goat cheese and a walnut half, drizzled with a little reduced balsamic, super easy. Maybe serve that with a dry white Sauvignon Blanc from the Loire, followed by rare beef tenderloin, just thinly sliced, and then give a couple options, maybe a grainy mustard, little horseradish, pair that with maybe a Syrah from the Northern Rhone or a Nebbiolo from Piedmont, and then finishing with something sweet. He loves the almond butter crunch cakes from the bakery at Farmhouse Kitchen in Burlington, and maybe pair that with one of the Vermont ice ciders. They come from all over the state. And then a couple of things that I really enjoyed from Kevin Cleary's menu that we discussed making more finger food, those stuffed peppers I mentioned, you could do those on a little toasted walnut bread crostini, put a smear of soft creamy goat cheese with or without seasoned roasted eggplant, a little bit of red bell pepper, grated parm, and then a walnut half and drizzle of honey. How good does that sound?
I'm crashing your party. Melissa Passanen writes for the Savorvore section of the Burlington Free Press. Melissa, thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Delicious as always, Rick.